On the 27th of February 1924, the firm of Dorman Long & Co. of North Yorkshire won the tender to construct the bridge, and work began on the preparations for the approaches. Construction progressed rapidly, and the site was filled with men working at dangerous heights above the harbour as the two halves of the arch reached towards each other.
And there were 16 people killed in the construction. But when you consider the conditions that they worked, and you see some of the photographs, and there was no occupational health and safety. The guys are up there with nothing attached to them, no ropes, no harnesses or anything, working away. And I've seen photographs about, must be halfway up the arch. And if you look at the cross members, the angles that they're at, and the guys are out on these really funny angles. It's amazing there weren't more killed, really.
The risks were great. I don't know how they even built it. I mean, it was depression, no safety nets, literally clinging with your fingers and driving hot rivets into every bit of steel. Amazing. I wouldn't even have game to go up the top today. And these men practically lived up there. A lot of them World War I blokes, and the war had cost a lot of money. So how they found it to build the bridge, thank God somebody did.
The New South Wales Premier's Department was the lead government agency to prepare for the 75th anniversary community event. Rachel Herford is the Director of Special Event Management.
I work in a team that delivers the events. I work very closely with a team who works to coordinate the different government agencies' response to and support of major events, whether they be delivered by us or delivered by an external event organiser or agency. And there are some quite established mechanisms for doing that, which were developed in the lead up to the millennium and then certainly proved extremely worthy over the Olympics and have been maintained. So every month there's a Central Sydney Operations Group meeting. A lot of the operational representatives of whether they be the trains or buses or health or police, those sorts of people come together on a regular basis to discuss events in, I think it was the 20th of June 2006. We pulled together a group of people from across, I guess, relevant government agencies, and we gave them some homework to do beforehand. We asked them to send that in, but essentially we were seeking from them, from wearing their hat or their agency's hat, what was important to them that the 75th celebration should deliver. And that group of people included Tourism New South Wales, the Ministry for the Arts, the Roads and Traffic Authority. We had the City of Sydney there, the Sydney Harbour Foreshore Authority, the Royal Botanic Gardens. We had the police, importantly. Now, they kind of didn't fit with the mix of people in the room who were more so about ideas and delivery, but that was important at the onset to have them on side and involved so that there was a sense of, I guess, ownership and understanding from the very beginning. I think what was certainly agreed there and what we put up was that this was a celebration. It was about participation in the community. It was to try and do something unique that had never been done before, that set a benchmark, an event that would clearly demonstrate Sydney's ability to create and deliver major events, both nationally and internationally on that world stage. If this was about the bridge and about its 75 years, we had a role to educate so that people came away from that whole experience knowing a little bit more, understanding the story of the bridge, and that the bridge was highlighted in its purest, truest form in terms of its structure, but also the people that were responsible in designing and building it.